Welcome to the Big Mouth Black Girl Podcast, and I'm your girl, Kay. That's K-A-Y, and just a K if you're nasty. But nah, I just wanted to come up here on this platform. I'm literally, like, recording this in my car. I just dropped my daughter off at daycare, and I'm watching someone landscape and cut a tree right in front of my car. So hopefully a branch doesn't hit my car and things become, you know, an issue. Not trying to put that out into the universe. So let's focus on certain things that I do want to discuss in this podcast. I just wanted to give you guys a few minutes of flavor in your ear. Just wanted to let you guys know that I am going to be posting a late podcast today. Sorry, things got a little bit full on my plate this weekend, and there was a lot of drama. Save the drama for your mama. There's a lot of drama this last week, and it was just ugh. It's like one thing when you have family dysfunction, it's another when you have family dysfunction compiled with just like an intersectionality of so many different things. And so it's like difficult for me as a person who's an analyst, and a person who's a humanist, a philanthropist, an anthropologist, and also a social worker, for me to come in with a perspective that the world doesn't really view. Normal society doesn't like to look at the real. They like to be in denial of the real, and they like to kind of stay away and like refute, or you know, stay away from anything that is showing truth or showing some type of rooted issue within themselves. Because as a society, it's just an extremely prideful and narcissistic society, as opposed to humility and like working together cohesively and, you know, synergy and just trying to have healthy relationships. Our society always tries to show negative of that and the opposite of that, and more specifically in the Black community. But before I discuss what we gonna talk about, okay, I'm not gonna go ahead and go into full detail, because this is just to give you some seasoning, you know, a little taste, okay? This is supposed to give you a little taste of what we're gonna discuss later on today. I am going to be posting the podcast, if not tonight, I will be posting it tomorrow morning. And that's because, you know what, you guys, I got kids, okay? I've got homework, okay? I've got shit to do. So I love y'all, but you know what I'm saying? I got a life, okay? And I got to provide for my kids, and literally it's 8:50 in the morning here, Pacific Coast time, or actually California time. And right now I'm giving you guys some loving in your ear right now, so you guys don't think that I forgot about y'all or I'm just a flake, okay? Because sometimes it be like that. Anywho, I'm excited. I can't wait to discuss more stuff with you guys. This podcast season is going to be dope. I'm not going to curse as much as I did in my previous podcast. I was listening to myself and I was like, damn, like, I know I curse like a sailor, but shit, like, I know. See, it just popped out. I know there's other words in the dictionary, right? And I know that sometimes curse words are warranted. And, you know, I was just dropping F-bombs and S-bombs and MF-bombs left and right. And you know what? I think it was because I was talking about my previous job, California Southern University. And I was very passionate because of a situation in which a professor, as well as a program that university was funding, was geared towards civilizing the savage Middle Eastern individuals, aka, and quote, and I quote, for purposes of telling the truth, the professor stated, "We are going to the Middle East to civilize Middle Eastern women." as if civilizing Middle Eastern women is going to help combat terrorism. I'm so, like, I don't even know, you guys. Sometimes I wish, and sometimes I think that I just don't fit in because some human beings on this earth just lack everything entirely, like critical thinking skills, logic, compassion, just human decency. And I just, you know, I'm glad that that was something that I'm no longer a part of, because I could not just be quiet and just do my job for job's sake and just, you know, paste on some lipstick and do a dance for someone. This is America. This is America. Like, I couldn't do it. I'm sorry. Like, you know, I got kids to feed and I get that, you know what I'm saying? But what that unemployment do until I find a new job? I'm just saying, you know, there's playing the politics and playing the game. Everybody has to play that when it comes to business. I fucking get it. But when it comes to me, like, me standing and working for a company, I need to make sure I'm not the stormtrooper. You know, I don't want to be the white stormtrooper in Star Wars. I want to know what the F I'm fighting for and who I'm fighting for and if it is for the correct cause, right? So it sounded like some neo-colonialism, low-key, high-key, KKK, some type of situation. And I'm not cool with that. I'm sorry. I will exit stage left. So that is probably why I was so passionate and just, you know, basically cursing. Because I just totally hate when racism is mixed in with the pedagogy of the philosophy of education. I can't jive with it, y'all. I cannot. So what I propose is for this podcast that I'm revamping and giving you guys a little bit more substance, you know what I'm saying? I want to give you guys some flavor. I want to give you guys my rawness, but at the same time, I want to be able to communicate myself in a way that will not be misconstrued or misinterpreted or misunderstood. So needless do I say, I'm excited. I can't wait to, you know, give you guys some more greatness. Even if it's just four people that listen, no, I really want more people to listen just because I want to also expand this. If you check out my Twitter, it is Black BL, I think it's BLK Girl GIRL Podcast at Twitter. If I'm wrong about this, I will, you know, I'll let y'all know when I discuss in our real podcast. But other than that, I'm excited. I love y'all, and I hope you guys have a great, prosperous, and fulfilling Monday. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.